Gimme Grind Daven, suck this nuzzle up and gimme gimme on base, gimme test mat the vinyl is the Gemara. Gemara's making a diuk. We say in the Mishnah Chatzikah Batzama is one of the cases that we're going to have Nazim Megalech. So the Gemara says Chatzikah Batzama says Tesakot Zavachul, etc. Oh, that's when you say it. But quarter Kavabon is not. So the Gemara wants us Tesakot Zavachul, so what's the case talking about? And that is Edis, Bahua Etzim Kesayach, if it has a bone the size of barley corn, well, typically Mishavetzik Messiah. What do you mean? Should be sufficient because of a bone the size of barley corn. It tastes like Sarachim. What do you mean? You have to look into this. My Kapoor, what's the Gemara asking? In the oil, Irene. Mr. Tumat regarding Tum of oil. Okay, Etzim Kesayach, Lumatam oil. So what's the question regarding Etzim Kesayach? So, Vayim Reed, the says an interesting answer. He says, the Samacha might be in Lamein, but Samacha. The Gemara is really relying on what we want to see later. The boss of the number of once we said in the Risha Chatzikav, that Allah applies only we have. I cover the Masha sounds like a puffin's but less now become not. So then the question is, why do you have to say in the Sefer, Reva Tzomis, meaning in the next Mishnah? Why have to say the Inna is Megalechalov, that Nazar does not do the hair cutting for that? Some more answers shortly. Oh, the Islamic is coming to infer the Potsim Chatzikav, that oh, that less now become, let me Galechalahila, you're not going to do the Galechas for oil. But from Ma'aga Masa, you will do Tetek Lachas. This is the point. So it comes out. So what's the primary condition of our Mishnah? To let you know that, oh, but for a quarter of a cab, you will do Tetek Lachas from Ma'aga Masa. Oh, the Kachtai Kachtai today, but that's what the Gemara is being medied now. Abis, the less than half a cab, Megalech Ma'aga you will do Tetek Lachas from Ma'aga Masa. Well, if that's what we're coming to teach you, but typically Mishnah Metzim Gezer, that way I already know from Metzim Gezer, I don't need to have a quarter of a cab bones for that. Where it like it turned into flour. Shutachan hadik that you grinded it down the bones very well, like flour or like dust. Not such a situation. Let me tell you, I'm not gonna have to bone the size of barley. It's even less than that. Rather, that's because of maga of the reva hakav. Nick says masal to begin with of the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, Evimanais, Evimanachai, that has basikara. Now, as Tezik quotes, Gemara, in the Gemara, but if it doesn't have the amount of flesh to regenerate, what's Allah? As Tezik explains, Allah, most definitely, that for oil, you're not going to do Teklachas. It's not going to be the Mishnah. That's not going to be the Mishnah. It's only has the amount of flesh to regenerate. We're going to touch and the caring, and it doesn't have the bone besides the barley corn. That's what we're asking, will you have Teklachas for Maga Masa? So that's Machlik, it says quotes. Rabbi Yechon Omer, he says, in Nazim Gilech, and doesn't like Mikalech, and the reason is, Hoyle Embayat Mikasar, because it does not have bone the size of a barley corn. But the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Lakasham, he says, no, Nazim Gilech, he will do, he'll have to cut his hair. As Tres explains, I'm a good Mamasai for touching it or for carrying it. The Afki Embayat Mikasar, and even though it does not have a Esm Kisar, and the Gamin Labasikor doesn't have the amount of flesh to regenerate, and the Bein Chash are able to tell my oil, is not considered as a limb to Tami in the oil. But it will have the halach of tuma for touch. Like Rosh Lakish from Sukkim, as Igmar will shortly bring. Now, Tais quotes from the words of Gemara. Rabbi Yechon had said, "Oh, we can be medayik from the Reisha," and Rabbi Shimon Lakishami says, "No, Nazim Megalech. I'll prove to you that in such a case he would have to do teklachas for magamasa." But like it's only safe. In fact, we don't say the inverse by the sefer gabi, like where we have the next Mishnah on Daf Nandal. It says, but protrusions, the overhangs, that these don't have the halacha of Nazim Galeach. And it doesn't say the Evishin Labasikaran, and the lip does not have the amount of flesh to regenerate. Doesn't say that also by touch and carrying you shouldn't do Teklach. The Mahal inference is, the Metam Magama said that it will be Metam by touch and carrying. Because the Shimma like he's going to shortly darshan from a Pasik. Which ties close to the words of Gemara. He would tell you no. Birchim tells you, we said it in the Reisha. Well, even a chai, a living from a living person, a living from a dead person. There's a mental flesh to regenerate. But like Katani, and it doesn't say I will in the but if it doesn't have a flesh to regenerate, they'll magumai soy become like malech that you'll have to do the glachas at least for touching and carrying. But like Katani, in the fact that it doesn't say this, no, obviously, that you don't do the glachas. I will magumai soy even touching and carrying. He ain't shem basi kachav. It doesn't have the amount of flesh to regenerate, and there's a itzruch to the mister. You don't have to teach it in the sefer because you obviously know from the Reisha. But Rosh Hashanah, he says, no, Kalecha, the Shem Machlod, the Reisha, wherever you confer from the Reisha, Loikaton, the Sefer, if you don't say in the Sefer, then we can go ahead and be Medayik and say that, oh, obviously, that you have this halacha of Maga Mas. Because Rosh Hashanah should have said it, that you don't have that. Now, the Gemara's question is, and Rabbi Yechonan. But Vaha, as Tesis adds on the word Bereisha, Tani, the Reisha, we learned, as our Mishnah said, Chatzikav atzama is to have a kav of bones, which the Gemara explains that to me as Tesis quotes. The Mashma Chatzikav in. Sounds like, okay, have a kav, yes, but Reva, a quarter kav, no. And as Tesis adds on the word Vafalach, even so, harder than we Tani, the Sefer, meaning the next Mishnah says, Reva atzama is a quarter kav of bones, Wait a second. I thought if you could infer it, then you don't say it the way Rabbi Yochanan said. But here you do say it. Answer the Gemara, as Tezakot Hassam there, Eloi Tanit Reba Tzamas. If it didn't say a quarter cup of buns, I mean, I would have said the fellow Magum Amasoy Legalech. Even on touching carrying wouldn't have the Kalach. As long as the wizard, they've had to teach. Reba Tzamas, a quarter cup of buns, limit to say the Eloi Davke in an Azagulev. Only for Tumas Oil, it's not going to have the Kalach. But as Tezakot Hassam, how Magum Amasoy, but for touching and carrying, as we left, the Nazi Ismagalech, that's right to say. A similar question the Gemara asks, as Tezakot quotes the words of Gemara, but Bachatzi Lugdam, in our Mishnah, talks about have a look of Dam, the Shaman, no, we can infer from that. Okay, Chatzi Lugdam in. Only have a look of Dam, yes. Revi is Lev, but a quarter cup, no. But Thomas said, but yet the next Mishnah teaches Revi is Dam, a quarter of a leg of Dam. So, how do you see the text should say that as Tezakot quotes the words of Gemara, Hazma Fugim Rebbe Kiva, that's like Gubner Bekiva, taking out the parentheses. In other words, Fugim Rebbe Kiva takes Gubner Bekiva, Dom Shul Bekiva, that he says at the end of the parag, that Revi is Dam, that for a quarter of leg of Dam, Dam Agub Masay Megalech, that he holds even a quarter of leg of Dam. From Agabas would be Teglach. So I have to tell you that no, it has to be a, it wouldn't be with a quarter of a leg of Dam. And therefore that the next Mishnah should teach you that a quarter of a leg of Dam you're not going to have for Magamas. Another question the Gemara has is, as Tezakot's quotes words of the Gemara, that Hai Eivir Min Ames, meaning this is on everyone, this is on the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. When you spoke about Eivir Min Ames, that does not bust a kachod, that he says the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. So Eichlim, what's the case talking about? As Tezakot's according to the words of the Gemara, Eidus Beitzim Kisayir Vehaz Abon Nesaz Rabalikun Maitam Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan that he says, Einam Nes Begleich Magam Asay, that the Nazir does not do Teglachas for the Magam Asay. Why has Etzim Kisayir, which that itself requires Teglachas? And as the words of the Gemara are, as Tezakot's believe, the less Beitzim Kisayir, that does not have Abon Nesaz Rabalikun Maitam Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean for that itself? You should require Teglachas. I'll tell you the less Beitzim Kisayir, right? There's no Abon Nesaz Rabalikun. If Allah, even Torah, Echman Rabbi, Torah includes it, that you'll have to do teglachas. It says in the pasuk b'chalal shigah b'nei asad b'chalal chayav b'meis, whoever's going to touch on the surface of the field that which is slain by the sword of b'meis, or a dead person by etzim adam or the bone of a person that bekeber or would grieve up b'nei asad on the surface of the field, zeh hamal b'nei asad. What does it mean b'nei asad, which is the first part of the pasuk? Zeh hamal b'nei asad. This one leads over the face of the dead person, and that is midliksif. In the fact that it doesn't say, as the Gisim of Rensburg is, Basada, just doesn't say in the field Yigam Mace that he touched that person, Ela Al, it says the word Al. Mashmid Mal Maya sounds like leaning over because I'm going to name Pam Pagan Mashabis, that you're saying enough Timu, Mashum Kail Mail Mal Mace, that the time for Kailim that are Mal on the Mace, but someone needs to have in Alim, even if he's not on them, which my Rensburg explains to say, meaning not the Kailim on the Mace, not the Mace on the Kailim, just he himself over the mess, that's what you learn out from Apanin Asada. Next words of the Pasuk B'Chalal. This refers to a limb from a living person. There's an amount of flesh to regenerate. Because the word chalal also means that it falls off. That it's something that's felled. That it's a limb that fell off from the body of a living person that gets cut off. That has this tumma of oil. As Tezakot's words, the sword of Rekachal is to tell you that it's like the slain person himself. That's Chalal Cherev. Because the clay matzkas and legumes, a metal vessel that touches a dead person, it becomes a grandfather of Tumah, like the same Tumah of a dead person himself. To a contaminated person that's touching him, as he gets my Rav Inchmerg is, to contaminate the person that's touching him, a Tumah of a 7 day, can they give him a Mesatzma, like when you touch the Mes himself? Or even to contaminate a person that comes into oil, that which the sword is inside the house, that is time for 7 days, like when you come into the oil where the dead person is. Next word in the pasuk, or a dead person, this refers to a limb that's felled from a dead person, and as Tesis explained, there's an amount of flesh that can regenerate, like the mess itself. Next words in the pasuk, or the bone of a man, it refers to a quarter cup of bones, which here also shemitam oil, etzmitam oil, which Tesis points out, alochem eshmesina, he would have been raiva. So obviously a tradition, eshmesina, it needs to be a quarter of a cup, but kras mach na'ama, the pasuk is only an illusion, because it doesn't say anywhere here, but etzmodem, that it's about the shear of a quarter of a cup of bones. Now, the next words of the Gemara are the words of the pasuk Oybe Kever. That's some place to add on these words. Ze Kever Sosin. This refers to a sealed grave. The Mamad, the Master says, Tuma Bukaz Va'ilam, the Tuma shoots up and goes upwards, as Tesis named like Kever in the grave. And Bukaz Va'ilam, this is the words of the Gemara, that it shoots downwards, like Kever in the grave. Ze Kever Sosin. This refers to a sealed grave. Now, Tesis explained, Ein Lama, don't say the Hainu She'im Be Pazekta, but this refers to a grave that does not have an opening of a airspace of a hand breath. Who have a Tuma Ritsutsu? That's what's called crouching Tuma. There it only contaminates upwards as far up and or far down as it goes, opposite the exact body of the corpse. But here we're talking about the grave itself contaminates, especially like in the race, even not opposite what the dead person is. Here we're talking about where it's sealed on all sides. And there is an opening of a handbreadth between him, between the grave and the dead person. And there's a difference from that and the crouching tumah. Here the grave itself contaminates by oil. So the shogun is even you're leaning over it, not opposite where the dead person is. This is the Sadzbor and the Sifri. And says the Pazi, be careful when the grave is a kebab, so it's my first story, still a grave. Meaning, Shabbat Tafak called Sadden, that it contaminates in all sides of the record, even the empty part of the grave. But Dafka should be safe, Tafak. But only if there's an opening of a Tafak, then I miss a kebab, Shalom, from the dead person in the grave that's older. Although Impact Sadden, but it does not have this airspace of a Tafak, in the Tafak called Sadden, then does not contaminate from all sides. Ultimately, because while the connector, rather than it just shoots up opposite it, then the connector is Dafka, then specifically opposite the dead person himself. Now, if you're a bit of Shimshin there, Lord Raya, the pre-examined all, he brings a Raya. So the seventh paragraph says, "Oh, we're talking about nefesh atuma, which means a sealed grave. It means on the grave, but instead it says if you touch it from the side, tarik mitame. The reason the nefesh atuma is well because the atuma only shoots up and shoots down straight in a straight line. But the Bryce explains, but the Mishnah explains this explicitly. But if the ear of the atuma was a handbreadth by a handbreadth, then tame nishi keva kekeva says, and then it's like a sealed grave. So you see that it's then it's even just the area of the even the empty space of a grave, which is if you have a pesach tefach." Now, so Berimta is, by the way, question. So, but I mean, this thing says the Brachas of the Testament Beis, that how could they have jumped over the graves to see the kings? But you're not being Matami yourself by the graves. The Gemara says, oh, Reva Ren is just been Pesach Tefach, that most coffins have a space of a Tefach, which may sound like that it's Mutter. So, let me have to say, Shalais Nekaram, Hay Besuchim, and that's sad. Has helped to jump over the graves. I thought when it's Pesach Tefach, then it's sealed, then it's actually Matami everywhere in the grave. No, that must be that it was open on the sides. And if Ve'in Alim didn't keep a Sassim, therefore did not have a Loch of a sealed grave. And the fact that it had a space of a Tefach means it wasn't Ritzutsa, so the no Tumah is coming out of that grave. Unless it would be closed in all four sides, which was not the case over there in the Gemara Brachas. All this is how Mishnah all is in the third parak. If you have pipes that are sealed beneath a house, yes, but Pesach Tevach, where it has an airspace of a Tevach, and out and where the opening is open, a share of a Tevach, then Tumah is inside of it. How about you start? The house is going to be Tara again, because then it's not Ritzutza, and it's also not sealed on all four sides. The text just points out parenthetically that this that the Gemara says, "Oh my mother," the Master says, "Tumah because Oila Tumah shoots forth and goes up." Bechti, I said that was parenthetically brought because the whole Arab Kever, this halacha, is actually not Tumah a grave when it talks about because Oila. Moreover, the Kever the halacha Matamah Pelush Lagin Agatumah. Here the Tumah is even not opposite the Tumah, so not because Oila, but it's just bringing in once we're bringing in this concept of that how the grave could be Matamah more than just the area of the space itself.